Hi, fellow Warriors Fanatics. A few updates and shoutouts before I read my fanfiction. I am at 970 plays, so I am super close to 1K. I believe I am close enough to make it before 2022. I just need 30 more plays, and I'm at 1K. Like, wow, guys, thank you so much. I have a couple of shoutouts. One for Duststorm, who I shouted out in the last episode. Warrior Cats Running Wild is his podcast. Shout out to Duststorm because you made me fan art. Thank you so much. That is, like, big for me. Like, I never thought I had, like, big fans at all. So, thank you so much. You even remembered my white paw. So, yeah. Yay, you. Another shout out to Echo for favoriting my, shout out to Echo for favoriting my podcast, whose podcast is Fanfic by Silver Sky. Sorry if I got the name wrong. So yeah, thanks to you guys. Okay, fanfiction, just a quick recap from the last chapter. Last two sentences were, a stream cat pretended to settle down, though. One thought was coursing through her brain. Tonight I will leave the stunning camp. Tonight I will escape. Then chapter two. Darkpaw stepped out of the apprentice's den into broad daylight. Good. The camp is nearly empty. He stalked over to a rose-gray kit eating a shrew in the corner. Where are the new kits? The kit replied, obviously, they are sleeping in the nursery. Darkpaw stared at her for a moment before she continued, I was just about to check on them with Aspenheart. You can come too if you want. Darkpaw nodded, I will come. Darkpaw followed the kit, whose name was Rose Kit, and Aspenheart into the nursery. While Aspenheart chatted with his mate, Moondust, he surveyed the den. He saw Moondust's two kits, a silver tabby she-kit and a brown tom. I thought there were three kits, he thought. Then, just before Rose Kit gave her away, he spotted a tiny gray head poking out from behind Moondust. The kit looked up with wide eyes at Rose Kit as she said, There's one awake! I'd better tell my father, thought Darkpaw. Darkpaw was the son of Scarstar, the leader of Flutter Clan. The other three clans were Snap Clan, Dandy Clan, and Flower Clan. Despite their names, Snap Clan was the gentlest clan, and Flutter Clan was the harshest. Darkpaw raced over to the leader's den. His father was inside talking to the deputy, Fallenclaw. Darkpaw waited outside patiently, knowing that it would be seen as a sign of eavesdropping to enter the den now. He strained his ears, though, to try and make out what they were saying. It looks really serious, Scarstar, said Fallenclaw. Yes, well, you seem to think just about everything is serious, Fallenclaw, replied Scarstar. Remember when you scented Cloud's clan on the border and it was on their side? You thought that they were intruding, but it was just a border patrol. Darkpaw stifled a laugh as Fallenclaw said, this is nothing like that, Scarstar. A strange scent on our rogue border. Like a badger. Sure, Fallenclaw, said Darkstar. It's getting dark now, so I'm going to turn in. Get back to your den, Fallenclaw. Darkpaw scrambled to hide himself as the dejected... One second. As the dejected deputy left the den. He heard Scarstar nestle into his nest, and then realized that it was too late to tell him about the kit. Feeling restless, he headed back into the apprentice's den, and, much later, he fell asleep. Chapter 3. Riverpaw lazily sorted the herbs into messy piles, not really feeling it. His mentor had given him this task as a punishment, so why should he satisfy her? Although, he now realized, looking down at the messily sorted herbs, if he didn't do this task correctly, Sparrow Moon might not let him go to the meeting tonight. If he didn't go there, his littermates, Scornpaw and Lustpaw, would make a laughingstock of him. So, grumbling to himself the entire time, he went back to his work, now carefully sorting the herbs into neat piles. After a while, Sparrow Moon told him to rest for the journey to the Star Pond. Being the proud medicine cat of Snap Clan, she had carried the most prophecies of any clan cat and was pushing for Riverpaw to do the same. Although she was sometimes a pushover, her entire clan admired her, and if Snap Clan hadn't had such a history, the other clans would have too. On the way to the Star Pond, Riverpaw pondered this, and he came up with a theory. If he could make the other clans see that they were no different, maybe life wouldn't be quite so hard. See, the other clans were always harassing Snap Clan for territory, because theirs was virtually the biggest. Snap Clan was also right in the middle of the clan war, many years ago. This put the other clans in position to tell horror stories about Snap Clan, bringing up kits with a taste for Snap Clan blood. Riverpaw's thoughts were cut short, however, when they arrived at the Star Pond. Though this was far from Riverpaw's first visit, he always lost his breath when he saw the Star Pond. The water was completely still, reflecting the moon and stars perfectly. Around it was a stone bank, and the bottom was stone as well. Realizing that he had not conversed with any of the cats on the way here, he looked around for Shinepaw, but overheard her mentor, Sunmolo, say, "Shinepaw couldn't make out. Our camp is stricken with yellow cough, and we need her to supervise. The medicine cats nodded some sympathies before heading to lay down at the bank. One by one, they touched their noses to the water. Riverpaw took a deep breath before he, too, touched his nose to the water. He woke in the familiar hunting grounds of Silent Clan, but, unlike most of his other visits, there was only one cat there to meet him. This time, it was a cat that he had never seen before, but recognized immediately because of her instant authority. It was Golden Star, a former leader of Snap Clan and a famous prophecy cat. Now that she was in Silent Clan, however, she only gave out prophecies. She glanced at him before saying, "Hello, Riverpaw. I would make an effort to properly introduce myself, but night is short, and I need to deliver a prophecy." She looked at Riverpaw as if waiting for a response, and he stammered, "Okay, Golden Star." She held his gaze for a moment before saying, "A young and naive medicine cat apprentice. Of course this is what I get for news of such importance. Anyway, the prophecy I've come to deliver is this. As a dark storm approaches, darkness shall incite a spark in hope. The spark will span into a flame, consuming all that threatens danger to the clans. Three will become two, and at last, all peace will be achieved." Well, that's it. Before Riverpaw could respond, he started to wake up. Riverpaw glanced around at the other medicine cats, who were also starting to wake up. That was strange, and it's still dark. He had to put his doubts aside, though, because they were discussing their dreams now. Sparrow Moon asked, "Hey, Sunwilla, did you get any warnings?" "I didn't, which is strange, considering my previous experience in the area." "Maybe I did, maybe I didn't," Sunwilla replied, acting more than a little snooty at Sparrow Moon's loss. "Hey, Mintfur, did you get any warnings, prophecies, the like?" "No, sorry to disappoint. I just got a visit from Scree Star. Nothing special," said Mintfur in reply. Riverpaw tuned out the other medicine cat's chatter as they started to head back, until Sunwilla asked, "Riverpaw, did you get any omens?" Sparrow Moon looked at him hopefully. "I'm sure he did. Did you, Riverpaw?" Riverpaw thought about the question. He never liked being the center of attention, and telling them would make him just that. So instead of telling them about the mysterious prophecy, he shook his head no. The medicine cats looked at him with superiority before turning back to talk amongst themselves. After the cats had separated, when Sparrow Moon and Riverpaw were almost back to Snap Clan, Riverpaw heard a tiny mew come from a nearby shrub. He told Sparrow Moon to go on ahead, and not wanting to wait for her disappointing apprentice, she did just that. When she was a good distance ahead, Riverpaw approached the bush. At first, when he pulled apart the branches, he didn't see anything. Once his eyes adjusted, though, he saw a tiny fluffy figure curled up in the bush. Her tiny blue eyes peeped up at him, and he realized two things. One, she smelled like Flutterland. Two, she couldn't have been more than a day old. He looked up at the moon, still high in the sky, and realized that there wasn't any other cat scent. This tiny kit must have walked here all the way from FlutterClan by herself. Also, wasn't it outlawed in FlutterClan to wake up before he or she was 2 weeks old? He looked back down and realized that the tiny kitten had fallen asleep. He called Sparrow Moon over, and she assessed the kit, making sure that she was healthy. Then she and Riverpaw carried the kit to the SnapClan camp. That's it for chapters 2 and 3 of my fanfiction. Yeah. Yep, that's it. Pounce on you later.